and welcome to the rabbit hole. This is an interesting week.
We're having technical issues again.
Technology, as great as it is also really, really bad. But anyways, this week, it's actually my episode. We're jumping around a little bit here, but it's fine. So I decided, and I don't think I told either of you, I added a new topic, by the way. But my topic for this week, which I also thought was really fitting, is Dia de los Muertos. I did kind of the history of it. I also did, like, so surprisingly enough, a lot of people confuse it for, like, a couple of things. And I guess it is kind of, like, very similar in a sense, but not really, in my opinion. I mean, I love it. I'm in no way, shape, or form Mexican. I just appreciate the holiday as an as a person. I think it's a really cool concept. Can we just talk about the dresses and the face paint and just like
the dress?
Oh, they're so pretty. The traditions
that go into the holiday is absolutely just amazing and gorgeous.
Great, and I loved researching it. I had so much fun with this. But yeah, I also thought it was very fitting considering, like, it just recently passed, and it's, like, one of my very favorite holidays, even though I don't personally sell it. I really hope to possibly kind of do something similar to it as in, like, the future or something. But anyways, so little history around Dia de los Muertos, and for any of our Hispanic or Mexican or Latino or Latinx, I apologize, viewers, I know my accent is so bad. I'm sorry. I'm white. Like, I'm sorry. I'm just going to apologize here.
Jenna's calling herself out.
Listen. My boyfriend is Latino. He's told me, and I don't know how to take this. He tells me that my accent is, or he said to me once, he was like, your accent is good for a white girl. I don't know how to take that. I'm going to assume it's a compliment. I don't know. But anyway,
I think it's a backhanded compliment.
Listen, I'll take it. I will take it. But I'm going to apologize. I'm so sorry. I really am. But yeah, going on, a little history about Day of the Dead. As we all know, it's a Mexican holiday where they celebrate their deceased relatives. And it's believed that they welcome them back for, like, a brief reunion. It is a mixture of Mesoamerican rituals, European religion, and Spanish culture. It's celebrated, obviously, from October 31st to November 2nd. November 1st is actually Dia de los Inocentes. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. Or, more commonly said in English, Day of the Children. It's also All Saints Day. So that's, like, kind of cool if you're, I don't know if it's Catholic or Christian or both, but All Saints Day is also that day as well. And then November 2nd is All Souls Day or Day of the Dead. So the first is for, like, the children that have passed, and then the second day is for the adults, which I thought was pretty cool that they have their own, like, separate days. What else? Also, according to the tradition, it's believed that the gates of heaven open on midnight of October 31st, and the spirits of the children rejoin their families for 24 hours on November 1st. And then on the 2nd, the spirits of the adults do the same thing, which I think is kind of, like, pretty cool if you think about it, or if you've seen any art pieces or anything related to it. I think some of the depictions are really, really cool. And, like, some people are really, really talented. So shout out to you. It dates back 3,000 years. It originated in pre-Columbian Mesoamerica, and it originated with, from the Nahuatl, I'm not pronouncing that at all correctly, people who were living in what is now central Mexico. I saw something about the Aztecs, so similarly, kind of that origin, if anybody knows how to pronounce it, it's Nahua. I'm not good at pronouncing things. I'm not good at reading. I'm just going to leave it there. And it's also the actual, like, Dia de los Muertos is a more contemporary version of what the Nuau people's tradition were. Very similar, but more, again, contemporary. It's more modernized, which I think is pretty cool. Because a lot of the things that the Nuau people's traditions consisted of are, you know, same dancing, celebrations, you know, welcoming back their deceased family members. Which I think is really cool. Because, you know, I think most of the world can relate to wanting to spend more time with the people that they have in their life and the people that have passed on. I know I do, so personally, I love it. Love it for a lot of reasons, but yeah. So that's a little bit of background history, if anybody wants to add anything.
I was just going to say, I have a friend that's Puerto Rican, and apparently in Puerto Rico, they don't let kids see the dead, like, during funerals. Like, kids aren't allowed to go to funerals because it's considered bad luck. So I just think it's, like, so interesting how, like, just culturally, like, it's so different from, whereas, like, you know, like, generally, I guess in the Christian faith or most faiths, it's more of a mournful thing, whereas these are more of a celebratory things, which I think is, like, super interesting.
I love it, though. I love that, because I feel like I come from a very religious background. I come from a Roman Catholic family, so... you know, it is very, like, dreadful, or not dreadful, I should say, but very, like, sad and mournful, kind of. But I like to look at this holiday because it's kind of like, you know, like, as painful it is to lose somebody that you love, I think it's really cool that in other cultures and in other, like, heritages, kind of, they view these things as a different day. And I also think it's interesting. Because, and this is getting into my second topic, which is, like, Day of the Dead versus All Souls Day. Because they fall in the same area, they're both very similar, but they're also very different. So, for Day of the Dead, I think it's actually really interesting, because when, in the 16th century, when the Spanish conquistadors brought the traditions of, like, Dia de los Muertos to the New World, it also kind of... It's very interesting because they, you know, it kind of, it fell around the same time as the bubonic plague. So their view on death became very darker because of the bubonic plague. But then they also brought this, like, you know, very high-spirited, very happy kind of holiday. And instead of viewing death as, like, this, you know, 24/7, like, this is terrible, which it is, obviously. They brought this, you know, like, hey, we're still gonna make this, we're gonna still try to make this a little bit better, and there's, you know, this holiday, which I think is very interesting. So I guess going into it, the difference between the Day of the Dead and All Souls Day, starting off, Day of the Dead originated in, like, medieval Spain. They brought wine and pan de animas to the graves of loved ones on All Souls Day. They would cover graves in flowers and candles. The candles were seen as a way to light the path for the deceased loved ones to, like, bring them home to their families. And like I said before, 16th century Spanish conquistadors brought this tradition to the New World. And, you know, around that same time, the bubonic plague happened. So in a way, they had a very negative view of death. And a very, like, darker view of death, but then they brought this holiday, so it kind of, like, lifted everybody up a little bit. For All Souls Day, and actually originated in, like, pagan celebrations in ancient Europe, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah, that does sound very pagan. That does sound very pagan.
Yeah. It took place, obviously, in the fall. It consisted of bonfires, dancing, and feasts. So, like, you know, similarities between Dia de los Muertos and All Souls Day. And it was actually really interesting because these traditions survived after the rise of the Roman Catholic Church, which I thought was really interesting considering, like, oh, this was a pagan celebration that the Roman Catholic Church, like, adopted. Well, unofficially adopted. Yeah. Sorry. And that's when it kind of, like, you know, they took this day and they were like, okay, like, now we have All Saints Day and All Souls Day, which I thought was very interesting. Like I said before, first 2 days of November are All Saints Day and All Souls Day. Again, Dia de los Muertos falls between Halloween and those two dates as well. And again, this is probably my favorite part, and I think I had a lot of fun researching this, but was like how it was celebrated and all the preparations that went into it. So it's not the same as Halloween. Apparently a lot of people consider it like the Mexican version of Halloween, which is inaccurate by so many means. So like, don't be one of those people. but yeah, I thought it was, I also kind of thought it was very interesting, because even from like a very young age, I knew about Dia de los Muertos. I don't really remember why, but I always did, and I always thought it was interesting. But when I first knew about it, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I don't know if it's because I, like, off the bat knew, like, okay, it's a day of remembering their loved ones and reuniting with them in a very spiritual way, or whatever it was. I don't know what it was, but I thought it was very interesting that a lot of people think that it's similar to Halloween, which it's not. I mean, obviously, it's similar in the sense of costumes and parades. But still, it's, you know, the whole belief on it is that the border between the spirit world and the real world dissolves so that these loved ones that have passed on can go visit their loved ones in the quote-unquote real world, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting.
Yeah. I love the, I think my favorite part about this day is probably the concepts.
Yeah.
Continuing on... You know, obviously, the living families, they feast, they dance, they drink, they play music. As these deceased ones, like, their spirits come back, you know, they feast, they dance, they drink, they play music with their families that are currently living. And the living families treat their loved ones that have passed away as honored guests, which I thought was also really cool. They leave the deceased's favorite foods and other offerings at their grave sites, actually more commonly known as ofrendas. And ofrendas are normally found in the homes of the living families of the deceased, which I thought was really interesting because you can actually find ofrendas in graveyards and stuff like that, especially on Dia de los Muertos or around that time. But more commonly, I think, in Mexico, they have the ofrendas in the houses of the loving, like, the love families and stuff, the living families and stuff. What else? They can be decorated, the ofrendas, I'm sorry. They are normally decorated with candles, bright marigolds. They have a specific name. I'm not going to butcher it. I couldn't. I'm sorry. And then red coxcombs alongside with stacks of tortillas and fruit, or just food in general. I think getting into it more, you know, they leave a pan de muerto, which is actually coincides with a pan de ánimas from back in the day, a.k.a. 16th century, when they... first started celebrating it. So it's, you know, it kept some of the, again, kept some of the traditions from back in the day, but obviously made new ones as the times went on. One of the main symbols that is very, very common is obviously the sugar skulls. It actually started in the early 20th century with Jose Guadalupe Posada. He was a printer and a cartoonist who used skeletal figures in his art mocking politicians and revolutionary politics. His most famous piece, which kind of like became the statement piece for this holiday, was La Calavera Catrina, which translates to the elegant skull. And it features a woman in makeup and a fancy dress, and it was actually intended to make a statement about how the Mexicans were adopting European fashions into, like, their culture and their traditions. And then, you know, suddenly it became, like, one of the very, like, well-known symbols of Dia de los Muertos. I feel like if you go to Mexico or if you go to, like, if you just, no, if you, if you go to Mexico, one of the things that you will constantly see are the sugar skull, like, the makeup, the dresses, everything. And I think that's so cool that it kind of, like, came from this guy who... I don't even think he knew, like, you know, he had one thing that he wanted to use it for, and then it suddenly became this other thing. So that's kind of, like, cool. Especially, like, if you are somehow related to him, that's kind of, like, cool to be like, hey, you know?
And from my understanding, I'm pretty sure, like, because the circus school is, like, they're so intricate. I'm pretty sure, like, each paint, like, depending on how you paint it, each, like, painting has a different meaning. Like, I think upside down hearts or something have a different meaning, which I think is also super, super cool.
Oh, yeah. They have a lot of each... You know, every skull isn't the same. So, obviously, why should their, you know, makeup and stuff be the same? Yeah. So, I think it's really interesting to see the differences in everything. Again, you know, obviously, people are adorned in skull masks. And they eat, like, the candies that are shaped as skulls. A couple of other things that they do is there's, like, other foods and drinks that they obviously have for this holiday that is actually... They eat, like, year-round, but more specifically, I think they consume more of it during this holiday, which is spicy dark chocolate and corn-based liquor called atole? I'm gonna guess. Again, correct me if I'm wrong. But, yeah. And it was really interesting because there were a lot of movies based around this holiday and, like, just everything about it. Like, I know this is definitely not, like, what I think most of you guys are used to listening from us, and this is more of, like, a history lesson, but I thought it was very fitting considering, you know, Halloween just passed, and Dia de los Muertos obviously just passed, so any of our listeners out there who celebrate it either, happy Halloween, or happy past Halloween, and happy late Dia de los Muertos. Yeah, I just thought this would be kind of cool to do because, I don't know, I just, you know, figured it was the perfect timing and, you know, why not? But yeah, that's really all I have to do. I mean, if you guys have anything else.
I mean, ironically enough, my parents' anniversary is actually Day of the Dead. So, like, they've always said they want to, I don't know what anniversary. My dad's always says, like, I want to go to Mexico to celebrate because he just wants to see it all, which I think would also be very cool. Like, not in, like, a cultural appropriation way, just, like, because it is such an interesting holiday and such a, honestly, kind of beautiful concept instead of, like, making something so sad. It's truly a celebration. It's something you take that's sad and make it happy. And I just find it really interesting, especially just deaf, like, traditions in general. Like, I don't know where in Asia, but I know there's an Asian culture. They'll actually unbury their dead and, like, just, like, have them around and celebrate. Like, oh, yeah, grandma's just sitting at the table with us. And I think it's also, like, it's just so interesting to me.
I think, what was it? I don't know. I forget who said this to me. But as you kind of get older, you kind of start to realize, like, oh, you know, funerals are kind of, like, for the living to mourn the people that are, like, that have mm-hmm. passed. Which I think, you know, in all retrospect, yeah, like, you know, you should have that time to grieve and stuff. But I think it's cool because then you can, like, have these holidays as well. Like, with Dia de los Muertos, you know, the ambiance around it is happy and joyful and, like, cheerful, kind of. And I've seen, like, so many, you know, just from, like, I obviously in high school have taken, you know, because, you know, you need that to graduate a language. I took Spanish because... I figured, why not? I figured it could help me in a lot of retrospects. I think it's, you know, in America, I think it's one of the more spoken languages. So I thought, you know, why not? But it was actually really cool because as you, like, progressed through it, like, especially last year, I'm kind of sad I didn't take it this year, but especially last year, like, we learned so much about the history and the culture from different, like, Spanish-speaking countries, and, like, it was... personally probably like one of my favorite classes because it was just cool to learn all this history from these different countries that, like, you know, maybe at some point I would want to visit. I know I was supposed to, and then COVID happened. But no, I genuinely enjoyed taking this class, and we always did something for Dia de los Muertos, so you know, in our own way we always did, like, a history or a research, or we did something for this holiday. So I felt like, for me, at least personally, I felt kind of, like, sad not being able to do anything for it in school. So I figured, why not do something for the podcast? But yeah, this is, I don't know, it makes me happy because even though I personally do not celebrate it, I would love to go to Mexico around this time and just, like, partake in everything because, you know, I think as a human, you should strive to be rounded as a person and know more and, like, learn more, especially in this world. So I feel like that would be a really cool experience, especially if you're someone who has a very, like, negative approach when it comes to losing loved ones, which I think everybody does. This is kind of, like, a cool reminder to be like, hey, it, you know, it's not always bad. Like, it does get better.
Yeah.
Like, there's a... Jane the Virgin, which you will hear me talk about on this podcast whenever I possibly can. Her, it, you know, love that show. But when her, she marries Michael, spoiler alert if anybody hasn't watched it and hasn't gotten up to that point, or is watching it and hasn't gotten up to that point, I'm sorry. But, you know, she marries Michael and Michael passes away. And it, the growth that you see within her,
I feel like spoiler warnings might need a bit more time there.
Yeah, spoiler warning.
Well, you said spoiler warning, then like the same half breath went, oh, by the way, this happens.
Listen, the people can hear me. They can just like, I don't know, whatever. Anyways, I'm a fast talker. Get used to it. But no, it was interesting because, you know, when she first lost him, she was really devastated. And when her first Dia de los Muertos with him, because her family, I'm not sure which country they come from. I'm not, like, I can't remember off the top of my head. But, well, specifically in Spain, I don't really know where their origins are. But I know that they do celebrate Dia de los Muertos. And it's very interesting seeing the growth in Jane as, like, every single, like, Dia de los Muertos passes for Michael. I think it's really interesting. I also love it just because it's really, you know, it is a time where they surround the graves of their loved ones. They clean them up. They bring flowers. They bring food. They tell stories. They joke. They laugh. And they just spend time. And I feel like not enough people do that. And I feel like that would, I don't know, I feel like that would just be a good thing to do, you know? Just go to a graveyard and just kind of spend time with somebody that you love.
I mean, not to be morbid, but, like, I know, like, when my grandmother passed, and we went to her thing, it wasn't like a it's time to be sad type thing. It was like, you know, she would want us to be happy. She'd want us to be, actually, no, I'm sorry, it was my, when my grandmother's passed, we all went back to my grandfather's, and we all just had a party, and my grandfather pulled me aside. He's like, this is exactly what she would have wanted. She wouldn't want us mourning. She would want us laughing and having fun. So I think it's, like, I don't know, it's just interesting, because, yeah, like, especially in, like, I guess European and, like, culture like that, it's always seen as such a morbid day, and the fact that this originated from Spain, which has such, like, deep Catholic ties, I think it's so interesting, because, like, you know, especially, you know, with Catholic religion, it's a very, like, mournful day, and then you have a very happy holiday out of it with Day of the Dead, so, yeah, it's really, it's a different approach to, like, the whole concept of death, which I also, again, I find super interesting, how different cultures kind of,
yeah, I mean, I've always loved it, but yeah, so yeah, that's kind of it. That's
I've got something. I'm just waiting for you guys to stop the constant stream of words.
Oh really Oh, Mikhail's actually talking. Well,
listen,
guys.
Listening is my strong suit. Conversating is not. Like,
okay,
I think this is a good way, because I like hearing about other people's perspectives on death.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If so, what afterlife do you believe in / is most comforting to you to believe in? And then what is your view on
the afterlife
for yourself?
Personally, I've always, like, had a massive fear about dying. I don't know why, but I just always have. Like, I will, like, get into these episodes of where I'll just, like, constantly think about dying. And then I'll, like, have a panic attack or something. So I personally don't try to think about it too often. But I don't know. I mean, I think there's an afterlife. I believe in souls. I believe that we're all connected through something. I mean, we have to, like, it, for me personally. But I don't know. I mean, yes, I think it's sad. But then I also look at Dia de los Muertos and I'm kind of like, well, you know, you have to keep living your day to the fullest, or you know, like, you never know when it's going to end. So you just got to, like, do, you can't have any regrets. So, but that's just me. I mean, obviously, you know, everybody's different.
I mean,
but
me personally, because I have very, like, pagan kind of based beliefs, I've always believed in afterlife. I've always been, like, kind of on the fence because I am agnostic in the sense of, like, I believe there's something when you die. I just don't believe in, like, a heaven or hell. I don't think, because if, you know, it's true, then, like, well, there's other afterlives. You know, Hindus have, reincarnation. Huh?
Is that you scratching?
Hmm? I think that's Jenna scratching.
No, that's me. Right. It's me. Sorry. I was gonna
have to, like, reach through the screen and slap Bella.
Yeah, just come on.
No. I was brushing the fur off my leg. Sorry,
scratching
guys.
Her arm again.
No.
No, sorry.
But yeah, I mean, like, whenever, because I've always believed in souls and all that, so I've always been like, you know, you have soulmates and you move on and karma and all that. So that's me personally. I don't know where we go when we die, but I do think it's like kind of similar to the Hindu belief. If you kind of just, you go over and over. But me personally, when it comes to like me dying, I saw this one thing. I think it was on TikTok. I'm not 100% sure, but it was like the Gen Z like graveyard. And it was basically, instead of like, you know, getting a coffin and all that, because it was produced fossil fuels and they're not good for the environment, why don't you just put your body in the ground and plant a tree so it gives back and, you know, deforestation goes down. And I was thinking about that, and then I just, like, kind of realized, like, oh, God, I'm going to die one day and just cease to exist. So, like, me personally, I just tend to end up in a existential crisis of, oh, God, my life's going to end. But I'm also just kind of like, okay, well, it's a new beginning. So that, I don't know, it's weird, because I think about it and I'm like, oh shit, I'll stop existing one day, but it's also like, well, I don't know, maybe I'll fuck around and come back one day as a frog and I'll have a quaint little life.
For some reason, I've always liked the Hindu thing where they're like, yeah, you just reincarnate. I'm kind of just like, that, like, low-key freaks me out. I don't know why, because it's like, what if you're born and, like, the people that were in your past life, they're still around and you, like, bump into them one day? I feel like that would be, like, weird. But again, I have no idea.
I think the point of reincarnation is you don't know anything from your previous life.
One day I'm definitely going to have to do this as a topic, but there are stories of, like, toddlers coming back and saying, oh, that was my wife or something like that. It's because, I don't know, I can go on and on about past lives and, like, reincarnation, but, like, it's so interesting. Yeah, you hear all these stories of, like, it's always, like, toddlers and little kids who'd be like, oh, yeah, in my past life, I was, like, a fireman, and this was my wife, and this is how I died. And, like, and then you lose it after, like, you turn 5 or something like that. So, I don't know. It's just so weird, and, like, I don't know. It's just, again, I'm spiritual like that, so I think it's just, like, I want to know more. And I do know a little bit about
I've seen the thing where it's, like, what is it? It's like, oh, your biggest fear, like something that you're scared of, like, can correlate to how you died in past life, which I think is very
spiders
interesting.
Spiders and cars. A spider driving your car.
Spiders, so no.
I've also seen that with birthmarks. So depending on where your birthmark is how you died.
What is it? Going back off of like what Bella said about becoming like a tree and stuff after you die, you can also be turned into a record. Which I would want so badly. I don't know why.
Another friend told me about this too.
Yeah, I want to be a record. I don't know what song I would want to be on said record. Probably something stupid. Like, I don't know. I want to be a record though. Like, I feel like that'd be like a pretty dope life to live. Like, after you pass away, just like, where's grandma? Where's Aunt Jenna? She's right there. She's on the wall.
That sounds like a very new way to go out too. Like,
oh, 100%. Well, if you are a close friend, a relative, I don't care. If you know me, you know for a fact how big of a, like, point music is for me in my life. So, like, I can't just die and then you bury my body in a ground. No, turn my ashes into a record. I'm going to put that in my will. And if nobody listens to me, I'm going to come back from the, like, beyond and I'm going to haunt you. Like, it's just going to happen.
That's a good question. So, I don't know if I ever said this before. I'm pretty sure Jenna knows. So I've always, when my mom's mom passed, I remember having a dream where she came to visit me. Do you think when you pass away, you're going to come back and visit your loved ones?
Should I answer my
100%
previous question before this one?
Yes.
I feel like that answer is kind of necessary. All right.
Go, Mikhail.
I think, for at least for me, it's a lot more comforting because, like, a lot of the people I've talked to, like, oh, it's a checkpoint. It's like, mm-hmm. not a check, but like almost like a halfway point. I definitely have.
I feel like you've
talked. I think it's a lot more comforting for me to think of it as the end point.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I mean, I don't know how comforting it is for me in relation to my loved ones dying. It's not very comforting. Granted, I've never really needed mm-hmm. much comforting. It's something I've always just come to terms with it fairly quickly.
It's just like,
right, it happened. But in the end, I can't change it.
Yeah. So no. What's the point? You've said this to me several different times.
So going back to that, if you know the show The Good Place. No, spoilers, major spoilers,
I haven't watched it. So
it's really
mind your tongue.
Well, major spoilers.
No, mind your tongue. Hold up. How about instead of you spoiling that, I finish my point.
Sorry.
I thought you were going to go back to the other
question. That's more comforting for me in relation to my own death, at least. Because, like, honestly, my life hasn't been all that terrible. But I'd rather it just be like, it's over now.
Yeah.
It makes sense. If you think
about it. So I'm not going to say I'm not afraid. I'd say I'm averse to death. I'm going to avoid life-threatening situations.
As I hope
you've said that on several different occasions.
I'm not terrified of it. Because it's like, if I end up dying, can I really complain at that point?
I mean, no, I guess I'm welcoming to it. Like, if it happens, it happens.
No, I'm not welcoming to it. That'd it's like, Grim Reaper, stay away from me.
I mean, like, I don't...
If you manage like, to catch me, there's no complaining there. It's well, like, I mean, it's like a game of tag. I don't want you to tag me, but I'm not going to sit there and throw a hissy fit if you do tag me.
Like, don't get me wrong. I don't want to...
I mean,
I don't want to die, but like if I'm going to, I'll be like, yeah, I guess this is just the end. So like, sayonara, I guess. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not like, I don't want to die. That's the thing. But like, it's kind of just like, all right, well, new beginnings, I guess. I don't know. Again, it's so interesting because I hear so many different things from so many people. It's like, oh, I saw a white light or I saw this and I experienced that. And it's just like, in a weird way, it's like childbirth. I've always said I want to experience childbirth, but I don't want kids. That I kind of want that with death. I don't want to die, but I want to know what
happens. Isn't there a machine that induces it? Like
death?
No, like the feelings you feel during birthing a child.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah, there are things that can do that, and I'm just
We should get Mikhail and Jenna Snifkin other to do it just for science.
My significant other.
I'm good. I don't need to put him through that. No, I'm good.
You.
All right.
Both, actually.
No. She was talking about mine. He doesn't need that. Leave him alone. Only I'm allowed to torture him.
In the most loving way, because I do love him. He's great. I can see him doing it. That's like a bet.
He wouldn't. I don't think he would do it, like, on an open whim. But I think if, like, because he's stubborn and I love him and, like, we're both equally stubborn. So, like, trying to, like, it's a hot whole mess. But, like, if you, like, dare him to do something and you're like, you won't pussy because I do this to him 24/7, he'll do it. But he's not going to, like, I don't know. With this, I feel like, don't do it to him.
You cannot give me enough to willingly put myself through pain that is going to yield absolutely nothing.
I think my favorite is always watching guys do it, like, yeah, this isn't a big deal, and they're like, please kill me now.
I think my favorite part was when anybody watches the Try Guys on YouTube, back when they were still with BuzzFeed.
They're not with BuzzFeed
they
anymore?
Did it, or, no,
they were still, BuzzFeed. They still
with BuzzFeed? No, they're not. They were, because Ned's wife got pregnant, and he was like, we're going to do the whole, like, birthing thing, and they made, like, a series about it. I think that was probably my favorite videos of it.
All right,
I know.
I'm ready to move on to Bella's question.
Yes, go ahead.
Now that I've answered my answered my own question.
I asked,
what was the question?
So I basically said, whenever, after my grandmother passed, I always remember having dreams of seeing her. So my question was, do you think you would go back to your family the same way? Or anyway.
As, like, a conscious choice or belief system?
Like, So, like, your soul's about to move on. Yeah. So your soul's conscious about to move choice, on, but you have a chance to go back and visit family, would you?
All right. So as a conscious choice, certain people.
That's, yeah.
Sir, no. Yeah.
As a belief system,
I
you know my beliefs on death, so.
Yeah.
Yes. Personally, I've always, because again, similar to Bella, I'm very spiritual in the sense, and my aunt, who is also very spiritual, she kind of, she has this belief that, you know, the way that our loved ones who have passed away, they can still contact us. They can contact us in our dreams. So if we have a dream about them, it's them kind of like reaching out, trying to talk to us. And that hit very close to home for me, I think maybe like at the end of my sophomore year. Because a lot of stuff was happening around that time. Me and my boyfriend had just started dating and, you know, a lot of other personal stuff was happening. And, you know, I had a dream about somebody who had passed away that I had loved dearly. And it was very like, oh, like shit, like, yeah, this definitely 100%. So personally, if I would come back and in a dream to the people that I loved, I would want to. Obviously, I think there are certain people that I probably wouldn't want to. But for the most part, yeah, I'd probably make that choice just to kind of tell them to live their lives and be happy.
I mean, at least me personally, when I did have those dreams, because same here, sophomore year was a really rough year for me. But there was like one night specifically I was doing absolutely awful, and the next night I had a dream where my grandmother and I gave her a hug, and then I ran off saying I was going to fight someone. But I know, like, for me personally, it was always just kind of like I went up to her, she gave me a hug, and that was it. So I don't know, like maybe that was just her way of like saying goodbye, because I never got to officially say goodbye to her. Or if it's just, like, the weird... You know how, like, in dreams, like, if you're not lucid dreaming, it's kind of just, like, whack? I feel like it's one of those type things where it's, like, they're there and they know they're there for you. But, like, you could also just be, like, why was I holding a guitar while my grandfather was on a motorcycle? So, I don't know. That, but, like, yeah, I think it, when I do pass, if I do, I'm probably going to come back and say goodbye in one way or another. Maybe I'll do a little ditty.
Also, yeah. I made a terrifying realization during this podcast. We're seniors now.
Oh God, what is it? Don't say that to me, Kyle. Don't say that to me. Listen.
You were talking about sophomore year. I'm like, why isn't she just saying last year? And I was like, oh my God.
Oh God.
It's not. Listen. I'm not going to admit I'm a senior until after our spring musical. If we get one of those. So until that point, I'm still, nope, not a thing. I'm not, nope, graduation, don't know her. Nope, that's still a year off. I don't know why. I think it's because of COVID, honestly.
Yeah, I still feel like a teenager. And like, I still technically am, but I'm also like, I look at my arm and I'm like, oh, wait, I'm still an adult.
Ah, yes, legal adulthood. Isn't that fun? Kyle knows nothing about that.
Baby, except no, I'm probably more socially mature than both you combined, but.
Okay, well.
Maybe I'll give Jenna some leeway.
First of all, anyways. Thank you very much.
Definitely baby of podcast.
That's fine.
But yeah, I guess.
I love how this went from happy celebrations to let's talk about dying.
Senior year is.
Well, I mean, you know, relevance.
College is scarier than death.
That is very true.
Is college. Oh my God. I got. By the way, for y'all that didn't know, I got an email from, I forget if it was an email or a text, but a college was like, you know what's scarier than Halloween? Not making a deadline. And I was like, shut up. I'm not even applying to you. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, we can't finish it without him. He dipped. Mikhail will be back. He'll be back. I don't know when.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon. I don't know. I mean, I think this was a very interesting episode.
I like talking. It's like, not that I say I like to talk about death, but I like to talk about like the concept of what the afterlife could be.
And, like, it's fun. It's interesting to find out not only, like, your perspective, yeah. but also other people's perspective. And then it's also kind of cool to, like, incorporate, exactly. like, yeah. different cultures, different, like, backgrounds, heritages, yeah. you know, stuff like that. I feel like as a society, we need to be more yeah. rounded and educated.
Mind catching me up.
Not that we aren't already, but again, I think.
We literally just wrapped up.
We were literally yeah. just talking. Yeah. So I don't, whose podcast is going to be next week's episode? Cause that was supposed to be me, but today.
Well, I guess I can go next week. So that's going to be a little bit of a longer episode. So that'll be interesting.
Mind gracing so up then, with your topic?
Okay, so or then is Bella's it episode will be, oh yeah. What is the topic going to be?
Like, I'm going to talk about the Lizzie Borden case week? And that's going to be cover true crime and okay. paranormal. So that'll be really fun. Yeah.
Fun times. Well, we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Stay groovy. I don't know. Adios.
Stay groovy.
Okay. Stay. Listen.
We need to get a t-shirt that says stay groovy
we
now.
Need to come up with a catchphrase.
Absolutely disgusting.
Stay groovy. Anyway. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your weekend.
Bye.
And we will see you guys next week. Adios.